This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court today are focusing on this. What is the time limit for suing your employer if you think they're mismanaging your 401k plan? That question has the Retired Persons Lobby, the AARP, the U.S. Solicitor General, and others pitted against groups representing employers and the financial industry, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Today's case centers on this question. If someone is suing their company claiming they mismanaged their 401k, how far back can their complaint go? Those representing employers say it should go back 6 years and no longer.
The people who run these plans have a legitimate interest in saying, look, you can't sue us for 20 years of damage.
That's where the six-year limit makes sense, says Norman Stein of Drexel University. He's an expert on laws surrounding employee benefits and pensions. But employers are arguing that that six-year limit should apply not to damages, but to when a fund was introduced into a company's 401k plan. That would limit the number of funds subject to lawsuits. Dana Muir, a law professor at the University of Michigan, says there's a fundamental question at hand.
When a fiduciary chooses an investment option and puts it in the plan 10 years ago, whether that option can just stay in the plan without being reviewed.
Muir says if the High Court refuses to impose a six-year statute of limitations, it would ensure companies regularly review what's in their 401k plans. In New York, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.